In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst. It's been a disheveling week. Starting Thursday, we had a friend called and asked me if we should cancel the Lenten retreat next week. And then after he called, I got a text saying that some directive was going to come out from our archdiocese and then our diocese. And then, of course, I waited for that. It came. One of them was fine, or one of them was encouraged people to come to church. Another one told people not to come to church. But then ensued this whole communication spree. You know, as a priest, it's like, oh, now I have to let all the people know. And there was a suggestion to have a live stream and to do whatever we can to have a service text for the people. And so, in the midst of all this, which is typically sermon prep time for me, there's this chaos that enters in. And the chaos is a little bit of a feeling that enters into my soul. I feel a little bit unhinged. It's very strange. And so in response to that chaos, I found myself more frequently reading the news, more frequently checking Facebook to listen to, see what other priests were doing and how they were talking and various things. And certainly much less time praying and much less time being centered. And this is most often our response to life and chaos in general. If we have a rhythm established, and you know, we get up at this time, we go to work, we do these things, we pray at this certain time, well, that's nice, and we like that, and it's very comforting. But we do those things, and we form a prayer rule, and we do things regularly so that when there is chaos, we can pray, we can be centered. So anyways, to transition in this sermon is to say that for the next week, one of the things I'm going to dedicate myself to, and I would ask you to dedicate yourself to, is to become centered, to find your heart and to be in your heart, even though your external circumstances may be chaotic or changed or just different. Because we can be so uprooted by the schedule, by the news cycle, and by our own personal feelings in response to these things. You know, as Christians, it's interesting. We're supposed to put so much effort into being within our own hearts and being in the presence of God and praying. And I believe this is a good thing to talk about on St. Gregory Palamas Sunday, because ultimately, as a hesychast, someone who practiced hesychasm, which means stillness, and someone who found the deep center of his heart and stood in the presence of Christ as much as he could, then ultimately, that's what, as Christians, we're all called to be. We're all called to have stillness and silence and some form of hesychasm in our life. And why is that? Well, one way to operate within our society now is to be the tail that wags the dog? There's a spirit of the air, which we teach in Christianity. The devil is the spirit of the air. There's also the anxiety that's shared among people. There's a constant news cycle. There's the panic. There's the underreaction, the overreaction. And if we're not actually centered, prayerful, and connected to Christ, then we are, as Paul says, blown around like the wind. We can be pushed this way, we can be pulled this way. How many people felt the need to communicate where they stood on these issues, despite their lack of scientific degree, despite of their possible lack of connectedness? And our modern culture enacts us. Why? You need to say something. You need to put yourself out there. Is this an overreaction? Is it an underreaction? What are you doing? Did you go shopping Thursday night? Well, everybody else did. I can assure you of that. I was there with them. But But we're not supposed to be blown around by the winds of whether it is the anxiety that surrounds us, the news cycle, or the devil himself. We're meant to be deeply rooted in Christ and responding to his voice and his call to what he needs us to be doing. That is actually the goal of the Christian life, is not to be manipulated by anybody, but to be obedient to Jesus Christ. And it only comes as we cultivate stillness and cultivate our hearts in stillness to hear the voice of God rather than to hear the cacophonous voices of chaos that surround us. In today's gospel, we also have another lesson that is very prominent for our time. We have four friends who take this paralytic man, and because they have such strong faith, they believe that Jesus is someone who can heal this man. They pick up this man, this paralytic, who is also assumed to have faith because he doesn't have to let them pick him up, and he could certainly stop this. At least this is what the fathers surmise and when they talk about it. But they pick up this paralytic man and they bear him up to the top of the house. They dig through the roof and they drop him down in front of Christ for healing. There's two levels that I'd like you to think about. One is, as I've said, we need to cultivate our hearts. And one of the ways that we can drop people in front of the presence of Christ is in our prayers. Particularly by praying for each member of our community, by praying for those who are sick, and asking God to forgive them, as we see in the gospel, because sometimes sin is tied to disease. But ultimately asking and doing what we can within our prayer life to ask God to protect us, and to heal those we know who are sick. The other obvious way to take the gospel is that occasionally we are going to go out there and we're going to have to carry people. That the weak or the strong are going to have to bear the weak. And that this is part of the fulfillment of the commandments of Christ, is that it's not just a simple duty, but that our faith will compel us to actually go out and possibly bring people to Christ. Not only through our prayers, but actually we can think of in more helpful ways, as we mentioned in the parish email, by possibly simply grocery shopping for the elderly who we know may have a higher possibility of getting sick. By being the caring hands and feet that go and serve others who are sick. By taking care of one another in this community and outside of this community. You see, these four friends, if they just had faith and didn't do anything, nothing would have changed. It was their actual picking up of the man and bringing him to Jesus, and we can actually bring Jesus to people by our physical presence. And so we need to be willing to run out and to meet this thing in the spirit of the gospel, guided by God's Holy Spirit, because again, let's not be foolish and just be compelled to run out. Remember what I first said. What we do needs to be done in obedience to God and his voice. So, as we head through this 3 weeks of exile within our parish, let's take this time, whether we've been told to work at home or not come to church or whatever it is, to try to spend extra time fasting, praying, centering ourselves, listening for the voice of God, asking for his protection, and then when we see opportunities to serve each other, in obedience to God's command, let us take those up and not even consider our lives in some sense. You know, I don't want you to be confused. There's one hand, we're canceling the services for the majority of the people, and we're doing this to protect people. But this wasn't motivated out of fear. In other words, this wasn't motivated out of some lack of faith and just like, oh, well, everybody's going to die. This was seen as a positive motivation of loving others, of actually giving people the freedom and manifesting our love by saying, look, we know what will happen if we continue to ignore the current plague. We need to do what we need to do. So, I'm running on and on. God, forgive me to focus this. Center yourselves. We live in very chaotic times. Do not let the chaos enter your heart and take over. That'll serve yourself, and then with that grace, serve others. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst. Amen.